Well, I don't think you need a service monitor. I think you need a service manual and a VLM, because that sounds like the PLL is unlocking. So the adjustments in that little tin can, there's a separate one for receive and transmit. And, you know, you can have one can be dead on and the other can be a little off. And they're not terribly forgiving, you know. I thought I had that thing set up to where it was, you know, it worked everywhere that was programmed. But I would bet you money that your E3 error is either on channel 4 or else it's on whatever the highest, you know, frequency is programmed in there. And even though most of the time you will get the, you know, you'll see it in the display, sometimes it's so fast that it doesn't really update, you know. The event will occur, you will see an audio change, you know, you'll lose your transmittal dropout, receivable dropout, but it's so quick that the display doesn't react. So you just find a service manual and set that the couple of adjustments on the VCO to keep the PLL locked, and your problem will go away. And good, I'm glad to hear that you're not on that radio, because honestly, your audio here is very narrow, very, very narrow, no low end, and if it was a Midland, I was going to be mad.